Our next report comes from Baxter.
Hello, this is da 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 Margot,
da 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 da
Kennedy,
da 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 da
Atlee.
We are the
three girls reporting this week
from Mrs. Stent's fourth grade class in Baxter, Minnesota. In for Mrs. Stent's this spring is Mr. Sipper, formerly from Cuyuna Range Elementary. Here are our observations for the week of April 22nd through April 29th. Oh, by the way, happy belated Earth Day. That kind of rhymes.
For the birds of this week, we saw a turkey vulture, a northern flicker, and a yellow-bellied sapsucker, all on April 23rd. Sadly, those are the only birds we noticed this week, but our class got to choose a bird or birds of their choice and do reports on them to be more informed, such as the warbler and the sparrow group.
For insects this week, surprisingly, we saw a mourning cloak butterfly in the afternoon on the 25th of April. We found our first dandelion on the south side of the Baxter building on the 22nd. Then, 4 days later, on the 26th, we saw an explosion of them along the walls of Baxter Elementary building. On the 23rd, we observed a northern leopard frog that was brought into the classroom from the playground. For the weather, the highest temperature of the week was 78 degrees, and the lowest temperature of the week was 35 degrees and sunny.
Thanks for tuning in to our report for this week. This was
Margo,
Kennedy,
and Atlee
signing out for now. See you next week. Bye.
All right, Margo, Kennedy, and Atlee. Thank you, ladies. You did a wonderful job. Turkey vultures, flickers, and sapsuckers, mourning cloak butterflies, dandelions blooming in an explosion of growth, and northern leopard frog, and 78 degrees in Baxter last week on the 23rd. That was a nice day. I'm hoping for more of those soon.